2540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Chaos in southern Gaza after an Israeli airstrike hit a bakery at a refugee camp. Now, a UN agency warns it'll sharply curtail relief operations in Gaza without new fuel deliveries. Doctors Without Borders' Avril Benoit tells CBS.
The operating rooms are so full that at times our surgeons are having to perform surgery on the floor of a hallway with all the people around.
Former President Trump says it's his strong suggestion Republicans vote for the fourth House Speaker nominee in 3 weeks, Louisiana's Mike Johnson. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
He's an attorney specializing in constitutional law, but voted to decertify the 2020 elections, and that could be a pivotal vote.
Acapulco slammed with a Category 5 Hurricane Otis. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams.
Still, powerful storm we've got here. Hurricane force winds spreading over Mexico, and that's going to create heavy rain that could cause flash flooding and mudslides.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's long-awaited wolf management plan is up for a vote today by the Department of Natural Resources Policy Board. It recommends holding the statewide population at around 1,000 animals. It also has recommendations on when to reduce the population and when it would be considered stable to let it grow. Farmers, hunters, and Republican state lawmakers have been calling for a more specific number. The state of Wisconsin is joining a federal lawsuit against the social media company Meta. 42 other states are part of the suit. It accuses Meta of knowingly designing and launching addictive features on Instagram and Facebook, leading to a mental health crisis for young people across the nation. The coalition also says it's looking into the social media app TikTok for similar reasons. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Investigators have provided more about the shooting at a Germantown middle school, saying that the shooter has no ties to the community. After experiencing vehicle trouble and leaving his car at a nearby repair shop, the man unsuccessfully attempted to enter the school Monday night, prompting others in the area to contact police. As he climbed onto the roof, police followed, resulting in a fatal exchange of gunfire. Kennedy Middle School will remain closed today. The other officers involved have been placed on administrative leave. Milwaukee police have reported an increase in carjackings, with a total of 343 incidents recorded so far this year. That's compared to 319 at the same time last year. Stolen car reports have decreased, with just over 4,500 cases reported this year, compared to nearly 6,400 last year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Packers getting ready for the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Minnesota Vikings this Sunday at noon at Lambeau Field. At 2-4, are the Packers now just looking to help their younger players? Rookie tight end Tucker Kraft.
Me, as a rookie coming in here, playing considerable amount of reps, you know, every week my reps increase. I'm told you're not a rookie. You have a responsibility on the field.
College football, the Badgers hope to hand the Ohio State Buckeyes a loss this Saturday. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell says it's going to take discipline to beat the number 3 ranked Buckeyes.
Discipline is a gift, and so everything that we do within the program has to do with discipline. So it's not something that's just taught. It, you know, over time continues to grow. It's a skill.
NBA, the Bucks host the 76ers tomorrow night at 6:30. It's the season opener for both teams. Giannis asks, is signing his contract extension lifted the mood around the place?
It was very helpful. The Bucks are great. How the Bucks suck. That's what you guys talk about, you know.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast this afternoon with a high of 67. winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, 59. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK. K.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I want to introduce to our new listening audience, Richland Center, Amory, Hayward, La Crosse, Chippewa Falls, and Eclair, my next guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, a giant who I've known now for well over a decade, maybe going on too, and I am always honored to have him on wherever I am. He is as intertwined in national and local politics as anybody that I know. So welcome. Dr. Robert Craig is with us every Wednesday at this time. So, hey, good morning to you, Dr. Craig, and welcome back.
Good morning, Earl. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. We've got a great new listening audience who I think is going to benefit by your vast knowledge of And you know, and you are a guy who can explain how these things work as well as anybody that I know.
And we have members in those places, so I'm glad to talk to more of our membership statewide that also I hope will listen to your show.
Yes, sir. So Dr. Craig, you know, let's talk about local politics for a change. And we'll get into some of those national things as well. But what's the hot button issue of today that's impacting these listeners of the station that they should be aware of, and excuse me, where it's so critically important that they know about these things, where they can vote and align themselves with what is right and what is wrong?
Well, I'll give you all what's top of mind. I'm heading to Madison after this show. The state Senate is holding a hearing on the $500 million deal that went through the assembly for the owners of the Milwaukee Brewers. And I mean, our position is not that there can't be any deal, but this is a very one-sided one that benefits 100 millionaire and doesn't provide other committee benefits, and comes at a time when we're underfunding public education, healthcare, childcare, a lot of other things in this state. And so I think that's something voters should be very aware of. How do people spend money? The one statewide poll that has been done, it was last week by a very reputable pollster, found that 70% opposition, if you ask them, do you support this or spending on other core government services like education, like childcare, like healthcare. And so this is wildly unpopular, but it shows the power of kind of the corporate elite in government on both parties, that it passed on in a bipartisan nature in the state assembly, and the governor and the speaker of the House of the assembly, Robin Voss, who are seen as arch enemies, they're aligned on this. So it tells you a lot, Earl, about the real power behind the curtain, to use a Wizard of Oz analogy.
You know, Dr. Craig, that is an amazing statement you just made, because they have not been able to come together on anything. And yet in corporate welfare, we can make this happen. And those people in Amory and Hayward and La Crosse and Eclair and Chippewa Falls and other places that rarely get a chance to come down and see the Brewers, I'm sure they would believe that their tax dollars are better spent elsewhere.
Yeah, and the information that's being offered is misleading. It's not convincing the public, by the way, but the public, this shows the extent our democracy is compromised, right? There have been 130 academic studies, credible studies, sports stadiums and subsidies to maintain teams have no discernible economic benefit. Okay, this is a lot of research, including where you do it. So right in Milwaukee, where the stadium is, there's not an immediate deadline. Their lease lasts for 6 years. They're holding up this. They're going to leave. We have to act now. They've created the urgency. Major League Baseball has it. The strategy to shake down every city that's not put in a lot of money recently before they expand to two more teams. And this is a business model. And there is no other place for the Brewers to move right now. They could not move for 6 years. And this is a highly valuable market. They keep throwing out, kind of playing in, Earl, to the inferiority complex Wisconsin can have sometimes, not you know, Milwaukee being the smallest major league city. Well, this is a team that is worth $1.6 billion, which puts it in the top 20 of Major League Baseball teams and has top 10 attendance every year. It's a very valuable commodity. They have a lot to lose, but they've convinced opinion leaders we must act now, we must give them whatever deal they want. So that's what we're objecting to. There is a way to structure this that creates a lot more good jobs and permanent jobs for people that benefits economic development, but you have to actually tie that into the deal. There's also a proposal, Earl, to put an Amtrak railroad station there and to tie it to getting federal money to extend rail from Milwaukee to Madison to Green Bay and then up to Eau Claire and La Crosse and into the Twin Cities. So you could talk about something that's really beneficial to the economy of Wisconsin tied to this deal, but none of that's there right now. It's just a giveaway.
You know, Dr. Craig, you look at forcing tax dollars to be spent on these private stadiums basically didn't just start. And it's grown to the degree that now in many areas, they're talking $2 billion stadiums, Dr. Craig. I mean, it's actually gotten, if you look at what they did, in California and other places, it is absolutely absurd that to say that we can't afford to do these other things, Dr. Craig, that are so important to every one of the people listening in this audience, and yet somehow we've got to get it done, and we've got to get it done now. You know, as you stated, they're still locked into a contract. It didn't have to get done now, but they pushed this. So what that tells me, Dr. Craig, is if they can come together for something as frivolous as a baseball stadium, it's a game, Dr. Craig, after it's all said and done, that children play, but it's also a big business. And so big business is always going to win out, especially if the people don't look at it from that perspective and push back on it.
And teams rarely move. I mean, it's that they've created this panic, or tried to, among opinion leaders, among electeds, not among the public. The public is not calling and demanding this. Every town hall that's held, the public is against it. So Nevada did $1.5 billion, their legislature, same kind of thing, right, where inside job to lure the Oakland A's.
Right.
But now, because they are a referendum state where you can put on a ballot initiative to overturn legislation, there's a ballot initiative the teachers union is funding, which is expected to win and overturn it because the public will not vote for it. In Chicago, things are changing. In Illinois, the governor of Illinois, Pritzker, told the Bears to get lost when they wanted money for a new stadium. And the Chicago White Sox are doing the same thing as the Brewers there, and they're offering the same place they would move, Nashville. They can't all move to Nashville. And there's no sign of Illinois leaders taking the bait. So I think it's beginning to change, and Wisconsin's in risk here of being one of the last states to do this. I think states are beginning to get wise that it's a shakedown.
CJ. You say what?
Well, I was on hold, wanted to talk about the tax code because the way you gentlemen talk, we're living in a $2 trillion a year deficit right now for a country. And as far as the Brewers go, that community should be vested in it. The owners should profit from their investment by helping the city create jobs and economy. So I'm thrilled they're staying. And but you know, when I hear you gentlemen talk, you know, if we went to a flat tax, who would be hurt the most? Because you always talk about get the rich to pay their fair share. They pay their fair share. They would end up even in a better position with a flat tax. So, you know,
CJ, so I never will understand how an average Joe speaks on behalf of billionaires and has to defend billionaires. Dr. Craig, I for the life of me, I don't understand that mentality.
And I guess it shows the power of billionaires to control communication and get folks like CJ to advocate for their interests, not their own. But interesting, I was not sure, Earl, where CJ would come down on the stadium because, just as I said, there's a strange coalition between Speaker Voss and Governor Evers in favor of it. A big part of the far right is against it. And there are a number of very conservative senators that are no's right now. So people shouldn't call their state senator because there aren't enough votes in the Senate to do it right now unless, and Democrats are the ones that are at risk of caving. The only other group other than Citizen Action Wisconsin that was registered against it a week ago was Americans for Prosperity, Earl. So we have...
What a coalition,
I can't remember.
What a coalition.
But I will say that since then, we did a sign-on letter and black leaders organizing for change, Voces de la Frontera, Kids Forward, the Milwaukee Teacher Education Association, and Wisdom, the faith-based group statewide, all signed on to our letter. So those other five groups are also opposed. But yeah, you know, I was wondering if CJ would come down with Americans for Prosperity and Faith Center Steve Noss and Senator Kapanga, who are on the conservative end of the Senate for Republicans, or whether he'd come down with Robin Voss. It sounded like he's more for the Robin Voss line, if I understood him.
All right, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. It's Wednesday at 10 o'clock. That means Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on board. You can join us. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, WAUK. Get a family-supporting job in the water industry with great pay. There's a career fair October 26th from 3 until 6 p.m. at Mitchell Street Arts in Milwaukee. For details, go to onewateourwater.com. That's onewateourwater.com.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. It's also Dr. Craig. Your thoughts about this struggle with social media companies and the Supreme Court getting ready to make some decisions. I mean, right now with the wars going on, there's all kind of misinformation that is being spewed, as it always is on social media platforms, the impact that it's having on children. Texas and Florida have kind of stepped up, and they want to control content that is on those platforms. You know, with your organization, where do you fall in that discussion?
Yeah, it's not something we're specifically organizing people on around the state, but it's something we certainly get into in our social media feeds, ironically, I should say, with some irony. But this has to do with holding big corporations accountable. The issue has been that we all understand clearly that if someone makes a dangerous product, like that harms you, like paint, for example, right, poisons children, does an unsafe toy, what have you, that the company should be held accountable. But we haven't done that in social media, partly because it's not as physical and tangible. It's a psychological harm. Though there's tremendous research that this is addictive, that it is extremely harmful, that is leading kids to be unhappy, commit suicide, and there's really good academic research on this, and they've been allowed to get away with it. And we also know that psychological harm can be every bit as damaging as physical harm, right, to a human being, especially when they're developing. But they have done this just because corporate America, if allowed to do it, will do whatever is profitable, whatever the consequences. There's very little ethical. The only ethical kind of guidance there is, would it harm us, harm our business, right? And they've been able to get away with it. And a lot of what they do with the algorithms is not visible to people, right? So it just looks like they're creating a marketplace and people are deciding, and it's freedom, when it's not that at all. They're figuring out what will generate the most profit for them, regardless of harm. And so I think it's about time, but I'm also a little bit of skepticism, Earl, that it seems like these tech giants right now are very much like the robber barons of over 100 years ago, where it took a lot of false starts to finally start holding them accountable, right? Because they have so much immense power, and they give so much campaign money, and they have such propaganda capacity because of the business they're in and because of the money they can spend on legislation and on elections.
You know, it says a share of Americans ages 18 and over who use social media has ballooned from 50% to 75% in the last decade, according to the Pew Research. As global conflicts escalate in 2024, the U.S. presidential election approaches, the Supreme Court's decision may have a profound impact on the future of online speech and on democracies worldwide. You know, Dr. Craig, when you go on some of these sites and some of the things that are being said clearly impact the thoughts of many people. And I guess you can say, well, with adults, that's one thing, but they're targeting children. And so for people who clearly want to argue about freedom of speech and First Amendment and all those kinds of things, it's a thin line, right?
Well, with children, absolutely. But even with adults, they've become the public square, right?
Right.
Most people's First Amendment rights, they're theoretical, you know, something Clarence Thomas acknowledges exists in theory, but in practice, people have no ability to be heard except here. And if it's all rigged so that that a lot of the voices will not be heard at all because they don't create enough clicks, right? You know, nuanced discussion of what's happening in the Middle East rather than absolutism of either side, right? Or
right.
Not just absolutism, but also sensationalism. That they'll go with the sensationalism because that gets more clicks and it gets more reaction. It gets people, it keeps people on the platform longer. That is damaging, you know, to having a functioning democracy. So I think it matters. Western European countries and the developed Asian democracies have done a lot more to rein it in. We need to really think about whether our kind of laissez-faire doctrines on this, that everything will turn out if we just don't regulate, are relevant in a modern technological era. I'm not sure that they are. I think these folks can't have it both ways. They can't both be the main way that people communicate with each other and profit from that, but then have no social responsibility in how they structure their platform.
Well, you know, Dr. Craig, it is to me to say that we can't have the federal government involved in these kinds of decisions, yet people can say and do anything that endangers other Americans. You got to draw the line on that somewhere. So people should be allowed to show people how to make bombs and show children how to steal cars and all that stuff somehow is okay, right? How to make guns, ghost guns, and all. How are all those things okay for a society, Dr. Craig, and you hide them under, the right to freedom of speech?
Well, let me give you an example. If you published a manual for profit, like a book, traditional book, right? You could be sued for the consequences of how to build a bomb, right? Or
right.
How to build a semiotic automatic or a fully automatic rifle. They stand behind this legal fiction that they're not producing the content, they're just the vehicle for it. But then they're privileging some content over others for profit reasons. That's what the algorithms are set up to do. And furthermore, they're a monopoly, Earl. That is to say, they have, by restraint of trade, just like the old robber barons with the steel trusts and all the other trusts, right, the rubber trusts, they've set it up so they don't have competitors. Frankly, there could be competitors that are much better that compete on being real marketplaces of ideas, being friendly places for kids. And that would be a place people to go. That all of those folks have been either put out of business or bought out so they can't compete. And the anti-monopoly, antitrust laws are all still on the books. During the Reagan era, this country and the courts, the conservative courts, just decided to stop enforcing them. I will say this, President Biden's been the most forceful in trying to enforce our antitrust laws of any president in 50 years. And they are making progress on filing antitrust lawsuits as well.
So, Dr. Craig, long overdue. Yeah, hold the thought. We've got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Keeping South. Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another day, another cyber attack in Wisconsin. This time, the Rock County Administrative Offices in Janesville says it was hit. The county's administrator says a criminal actor hacked the county's network database, encrypted some files, and demanded almost $2 million to put everything back the way it was. The headquarters of Quick Trip and American Family Insurance were also recently hacked. There's a new member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Governor Evers is tapping longtime Eau Claire City employee Carrie Ripel. She served in the city clerk and human resources offices since 2011. Ripel says she'll be able to provide an expert's opinion in the role. She'll keep her job in Eau Claire while making regular trips to Madison. Her appointment is subject to state Senate approval. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Milwaukee County Sheriff is supporting a deputy who was captured on video punching a 17-year-old girl, asserting that the deputy employed three calculated strikes to subdue and restrain the young woman. Investigators say the teenager was actively assaulting and resisting the officer during an arrest at the zoo Sunday. The family of the 17-year-old argues that she was simply attempting to safeguard her sister and contends that the punches were disproportionate. The DA's office is evaluating potential charges against both the 17-year-old and her sister. The Waukesha Water Utility has successfully completed the transition to 100% Lake Michigan water, 2 weeks ahead of schedule. The utility says most people didn't even experience any discolored water. With the transition now finished, customers can safely replace their aerators and filters and continue using water as usual. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Get a family-supporting job in the water industry with great pay. There's a career fair October 26th from 3 until 6 p.m. at Mitchell Street Arts in Milwaukee. For details, go to onewateourwater.com. That's onewateourwater.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Packers getting ready for the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Minnesota Vikings this Sunday at noon at Lambeau Field. At 2-4, are the Packers now just looking to help their younger players? Rookie tight end Tucker Kraft.
Me, as a rookie coming in here, playing considerable amount of reps, you know, every week my reps increase. I'm told you're not a rookie. You have a responsibility on the field.
College football, the Badgers hope to hand the Ohio State Buckeyes a loss this Saturday. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell says it's going to take discipline to beat the number 3 ranked Buckeyes.
Discipline is a gift, and so everything that we do within the program has to do with discipline. So it's not something that's just taught. You know, over time continues to grow. It's a skill.
NBA, the Bucks host the 76ers tomorrow night at 6:30. It's the season opener for both teams. Giannis asks, is signing his contract extension lifted the mood around the place?
It was very helpful. The Bucks are great. How the Bucks suck. That's what you guys talk about, you know.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Overcast this afternoon with a high of 67. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, 59. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. So, Dr. Craig, as you've moved around the state in all of these different markets, why have you Citizen Action spread itself throughout the state in these markets? And, sometimes people may think that the issues are so completely different in the markets in rural areas than they are in, the urban areas. But you clearly realize that some of the issues are the exact same, right?
Right. They may have different words for them, different local examples. So sometimes we talk past each other, but yes, they're fundamentally the same issues once you get to the core of them, right? Though they're sometimes presented as different issues. So I think we're all over the state, Earl, but for the same reason Civic Media is now all over the state with all the radio stations you mentioned at the top of the hour. Because Wisconsin is unique in terms of the relatively even distribution of population. If you look at Illinois or Minnesota, a huge majority of the people who live in those states are in one metro area each. And you can govern Illinois if you only talk to the Chicago metro area. Now, that's a huge area, right? But it's not, you don't have to go to the southern tip of the state, right? That's much less true here. We also have the largest rural population of any Great Lakes state, and we're not that far behind Iowa, 30% rural. And then there are a lot of folks who are kind of in between. They're in small cities, your Eau Claire's, your Wausau's, your La Crosse's, and then there's kind of exurbs around it, and then there are huge rural areas around it that relate to it, right? So you can see them as all three of those things. People relate to Wausau who live in rural areas, right, as the closest city, and so on. And so in order to actually influence Wisconsin public policy, actually influence Wisconsin elections, we feel like we have to be in a lot more places here in Wisconsin. A lot of our opposite numbers in other states are not so spread out. They may be mostly in one city, right? And there are exceptions. Citizen Action New York, we're all part of the People's Action Network. There's a big distribution of population in upstate New York, and so they're spread out a great deal as well. But a lot of groups aren't. In Illinois, you don't have a statewide organizing group like ours. They're in Chicago or they're downstate. So that's why, and I think it also gives us an advantage because the divide, Earl, that was called the rural-urban divide. I would call it the rural-suburban-urban divide, right? Because there are more features to it than just rural-urban. That when that divide is really sharp, when people feel divided and against each other, that's when conservative policies and pro-corporate policies dominate, when they have a community of interest. They understand and see that they all have a stake in each other's prosperity. When Milwaukee does well, that's good for the Northwoods. It doesn't undermine the Northwoods. That's when we make great progress. That's when we've done things like created this the early in our history, and until recently, the best funded public education system, both primary and secondary and higher education in the country. That's when we led on labor law reforms, like having workers' compensation, like having unemployment insurance, like having something like Social Security. Those all began in Wisconsin, and prescription drug benefits for seniors began in Wisconsin just 20 years ago in the early aughts. And when Medicare Part D came later, it was called Senior Care. It still exists. We're grandfathered in. It's better than Medicare Part D. So we need to get back to that, which means we need to break down those artificial divides, Earl.
While you're moving throughout the state with Citizen Action and listening and having dialogue and conversations with people who feel as if they've been left behind, in a way they have been left behind because the world has changed around them. And so what do you find when these conversations are being had with people in these different areas where we are now attempting to have that dialogue and conversation and bring their voices into the mix? They have just the same kind of message. I mean, being able to maintain a mortgage, being able to feed their families, being able to, as you stated, get a good education, health care. All of those things are germane to people, right? Not just no matter where you live, they're the same.
Absolutely. And when people read the things your caller CJ refers to, for those of you who are new to Earl's show, CJ is a regular conservative caller, but I know you invite, and I would certainly invite hearing from more around the state, right?
Right.
But he's clearly reading media that's telling him a certain thing on social media, on the internet.
Right.
So they're told that, for example, the fact that we don't have new investment in my rural area and my kids can't find a job here and they move far away to get jobs, right? Therefore, broke a continuity of generations that have lived in this one area, enjoyed living in that in this space, right? The rural lifestyle.
Right.
That it's someone else's fault, that it's people in Milwaukee or people in Madison, when in fact, it's actually decisions made by corporate elite, right, that actually took the money themselves and divested from everyone. So it used to be called brain drain, but I think it's broader than that because
right.
It's not just about smart people, it's about people. We know the African-American community in Milwaukee has the same feeling. The best and the brightest that rise up in Milwaukee and MPS schools, they often end up moving to places like Atlanta and Chicago or New York where
right.
there are more opportunities. And so there's a sense we're losing our leadership, right? We're losing the people who could lead us forward. And rural areas feel exactly the same way. The problem is that to change the economy and invest back in both so people don't have to leave their hometowns, right, for opportunity. That's something that we both have an interest in, but we're not doing together because of the fake artificial divisions, often racial divisions, where a racial cast is deliberately put on it, right? Like it's crime in Milwaukee,
right?
Which is, of course, code words for crime by people of color in Milwaukee, right?
Right.
All of that kind of divisiveness, that is division deliberately done by corporate elite and the wealthiest to get to hold power and to get more for themselves. So is it because when people lack access to health care, is it because of the government, which is their theory, their claim, or is it because the big insurance companies, the big hospital monopolies, and big pharma have taken over the system and rigged it for profit and don't care what happens to average people who can't afford it?
You know, Dr. Craig, so people who live in these suburban areas, I clearly, feel their pain, everything. when the paper mills left, and you know, the dairy farms were basically taken out from under them by corporate farms that came in and took their way of their middle class lifestyle away. I mean, I can identify with that because the middle class lifestyle of many urban families were taken away as well when the industry left. And the same people are the orchestrators of that. You know, they created that environment, and so it led people to struggle and the middle class to dwindle. Well, we've got that in common. And so we've got to work collectively, because there's a war against us. Is it safe to say that, Dr. Craig?
Yes. I mean, it's a metaphorical war, but yes. I mean, it's damaging to the war, but it's not with bullets primarily.
Right.
So it's a metaphorical war. Now, look at a place like Wausau. I know Civic Media has a...
Yeah, we have a station there, yes.
Yep, radio, and we have a chapter, member chapter there. We call them organizing cooperatives or co-ops, so the North Central Organizing Co-op. They've been deindustrialized. That used to be a strong progressive area with longtime progressive Congressman Dave Obey as a well-known national figure. And with deindustrialization, it's turned the region very right and towards kind of Trumpy policies, blaming other people, taking that bait. Milwaukee, the same thing has happened. In 1979, Milwaukee had the highest wages for African Americans in the country. We were number one. New York Times calls the star of the Rust Belt. Now we are 50th out of 50. In African-American income. That is the same suffering Wausau is having. It's deindustrialization. Deindustrialization was not an accident. It was not some natural thing like a change in the seasons. It was deliberately done to increase profits, to reduce the cost of labor, and to get it overseas where you can exploit cheap labor, exploit other workers. It's not their fault either. They're being exploited, right? And that is what's driven income inequality and racial inequality. Both Wausau and Milwaukee suffering the same maladies, but we're divided right now because too many people are believing it's someone else's fault, believing what the division, divisive message that is being fed through social media, through paid media, through politicians who have gotten in office and hold office by mouthing these falsehoods about whose fault it is.
You know, Dr. Craig, as you set up these co-ops across the state, do you feel that you're getting any traction at all with that message? Because again, it's going to take us collectively to push back on what we know has caused this pain.
Yes, absolutely. The challenge is talking to enough people. And, you know, we're the people power. We're not the only organizing group, but we're one of the major ones. There are others doing this, doing great work in rural areas. There's some rural groups that are only in rural areas doing path-breaking work. If you have long conversations with people, you talk to knock on their door, call them, meet them in cafes and other local meeting places, then this conversation goes very well. In order to do it, this is what our organizing seeks to do, it says, and actually get more people involved in talking to their neighbors, right? And talking to their friends.
So, Dr. Craig.
In the community, and that's the answer to all the ads.
Yeah, I got to get you to hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'd really be interested in hearing from some of our new listening audience. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Going home now. Well, home's that place somewhere you go each day to see your wife. Yeah, to see your wife. Oh, talk to me some more. You know that you don't have to go. You're the poetry man. You make things all right. Yeah. Make things all right.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Get a family-supporting job in the water industry with great pay. There's a career fair October 26th from 3 until 6 p.m. at Mitchell Street Arts in Milwaukee. For details, go to onewateourwater.com. That's onewateourwater.com. Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Trudy's doing D.C., baby. The rest of the week I'll be there. You know, I got some big guests lined up.
And you'll have to tune in for those very special guests live from Washington, D.C. this Wednesday and Thursday. Catch the broadcast starting at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go. The spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, big election coming up, 2024. We always talk about one of the most important elections in the history of the nation, but this clearly is one of those watershed moments, isn't it safe to say that? I don't know. Do we lose Dr. Craig?
Absolutely, Earl.
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely. And look, constitutionally, our government can't operate. We can't make laws. We can't pay bills without a Speaker of the House. And we've not had one for several weeks, and there is not one in sight right now. The last nominee they did yesterday, Mr. Emmert from Minnesota, lasted all of 4 hours before he was shot down by the leader of the party, Donald Trump, on his own social media platform, True Social. And so he withdrew his candidacy. So now their lead candidate, we'll see if he can get the votes, was the architect of the decertifying, not certifying the presidential election in 2020. In other words, the guy on the inside who came up with the legislation. So, I mean, this is a constitutional crisis. The government shuts down in a couple weeks. 3 weeks, I believe, roughly, if they don't get a speaker, and then if that caucus that can't even elect the speaker won't agree to fund the government.
You know, the tragedy in that, Dr. Craig, is the pain that this is going to cause to many who are going to vote Republican. And they see this before them, and yet, maybe not understanding the impact of the fact that these people who in a representative government are not going to be able to represent the people when the people need it the most. To me, that should be a clear answer that we've got people who are looking at this from that perspective and the damage that they're going to be doing to the very people who are they're asking for their vote, it should be unforgivable.
Well, yet people who don't want to govern, and it says a lot about a movement that's taken over a party that doesn't want to govern. How do you have government by people who don't want to govern? There's a lot of frustration that democracy doesn't be able to solve our basic problems, address the needs of people. Well, this is why, right? You have to have people who are serious, who are serious about dealing with the now, dealing with the actual issues in front of us and the reality of them and addressing them, right? If you're going to say, I mean, we've heard this from some of your conservative callers, Earl, that Medicare is going to go bankrupt. And by the way, that is a highly questionable statement once you get into the numbers, right? Then are they really saying that seniors don't need health care, that there's some alternative to that? How could we not pay for it? Now, the second thing is, why is it so expensive? Partly because we let big pharma and big hospitals and big insurance companies get away with murder, essentially, to get windfall profits to please Wall Street, who owns these companies. They're driven to get maximum profitability and to increase the profit all the time, no matter what. And so why would we need serious people that would address that problem? Other countries less rich than us can provide guaranteed health care. We can, but we have to actually make it happen through our government and create a system that is where we pay a fair price and we make sure everyone who needs health care, that's a fundamental human right, get it. When I say that, 70% of the American people think health care is a fundamental human right, okay? But we don't have leaders that will actually act on that value.
Well, I mean, because clearly people say, the people who say those things really don't take the time to figure out where the money is actually going. And that's the reason why that they say we can't afford it, because the dollars, precious dollars, are going places that really shouldn't be going when we're talking about the health of human beings, which should always come first, I think, than any of many of these other things that we're talking about and that we spend the money on. And it shouldn't be a matter of whether or not you as an individual can afford it. Dr. Craig, as you stated, many of these other nations, it's free.
Yeah, or near it, highly right. Affordable, right? And, I mean, bachelor care is near free for most people, but we eligibility is far too low, and we're leaving federal money on the table because we have a gerrymandered legislature that thinks it's better to turn away money for health care, which is an amazing proposition to talk about, you know, kind of a terroristic approach to government, tear it down. And so most of our problems are incredibly solvable. You know, global warming, for example, right? It scares people because of the consequences of not doing anything, of having runaway climate change, right? But it shouldn't be, what should scare people is that we're not taking the reasonable steps we could take to address it, because it's entirely manageable. You know, we have to cut emissions by almost half by 2030, but to actually meet the standards and to slow down climate change and make it much more manageable would only take 2% of gross domestic product internationally. In other words, 2% of our wealth to prevent catastrophic changes that threaten the lives of hundreds of millions and billions of people, right?
Yeah.
And will cause waves of refugees like we've never seen. If you think Fox News is screaming about people at the border now, wait till climate change gets worse and worse in the next decade. But it's all solvable. The problem is government and democracy. It's not the technical issue.
Hey, Dr. Craig, we got to leave it there. Thank you very much, as always, my friend. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
That wasn't too good.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Do you CBS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Sean. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.